Love Ultra Radio, the modern R&B mix show. I am the DJ. I am the host. I say that a lot. I am Ja Prince. And the Atlanta Jazz Festival is presenting WCLK's 50th anniversary concert that goes down at the Symphony Hall May 24th. And one of the features, she ain't got to say it, I say it, one of the featured artists, vocalists is going to be there, Miss Jazz, Miss Soul, Miss Rhonda Thomas. Welcome to Love Ultra Radio.
Woo! Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to be able to talk with you.
Listen, Atlanta Jazz Festival, let's just start right there. It's not just a festival. Let's talk about Atlanta. Atlanta has had the Cafe 290s. We've had the Apache Cafes. We've had Spaces, Rialto Theater, and of course the Atlanta Symphony Hall. But we curate good music here in this city. What is your experience from the 90s coming forward? Atlanta's like a little Motown, like a little New York. Atlanta's solid.
Absolutely. You named all the great venues. I mean, I go back to the Ying Yang days of the Apache. Were you here during Ying Yang?
Just a little bit. They didn't let me in back then.
Okay. But so yeah, I've been here since 96 from New York. I love New York. I love the vibe. I love the energy. But there's something real special about Atlanta. It's down home. There's a lot of transplants here. There are some people that are from here, homegrown, but the energy, the musicianship, I get spoiled when I go perform other places because the musicians here are top notch and they travel all over the world because Hartsfield-Jackson Airport is just a hop, skip, and a jump away. So you really have the best here. And I've performed at all those places you just mentioned. And the Atlanta Jazz Festival is a staple on the Atlanta scene. And I've definitely performed on that stage many times.
Very nice stage. Let's go back to there's several times that people explain to our listening audience. We got young people listening. We have people who have been doing music for years. They're still listening to this podcast, Love Ultra. And they think to themselves, all right, family. Family could either push you towards the passion because they could see something in the little ones, like, you should follow that. Or it's like, man, sometimes family, listen, they are not the ones to judge you on whether you're good in music. Where do you see that balance with your family and your passion?
Wow. So my parents have always been very supportive of whatever I wanted to do. So I'm going to start there. And they're currently very supportive. But early on, it was my mom that was that champion of me performing. She saw something in me that was special. My dad was kind of out partying. He was managing an R&B group called the New York Soul Syndicate. So that's where his focus lied. He was not trying to check for his daughter singing. So it wasn't until probably I was maybe a senior in high school and going into college that he saw something special. And now he's completely on board.
There we go. And let's talk about the schooling. All right. As a question I've asked many of the guests, do you have to go to Juilliard or is there? Nah, come on. I got raw talent. I know how to sing. I don't really need to go through all of that. What's the balance of education and discipline to being a vocalist?
Well, I actually play clarinet and I've played piano. I have the fundamentals of music. I was a music major at Hampton University in Virginia for my freshman year, but I was partying too much. So then I had to transfer to another school in New York. But I definitely applaud anyone that wants to seek the fundamentals, especially if you're going to start with jazz. You got to get your chops right. So I wouldn't say it's a necessity, but it's just an asset and it'll take you even farther. So I applaud those that do that. I think it's important.
Definitely important. Let's talk again. Pure jazz. There is a conventional jazz. There is a contemporary jazz. There's this jazz soul. There's this Afro soul when it comes to Cuban jazz, especially things that are going to be featured at Atlanta Jazz Fest and have been experimented with. Is there a balance? Once again, like, now you do everything when it comes to this genre called jazz.
You're a great interviewer. I love all your questions. This is so cool. So yes, I am probably different from a lot of artists that you may know. I sing a plethora of different styles, like you said, soul, funk, jazz, Afrobeat, house, straight ahead jazz. I have lots of different albums, lots of different music. That's what I grew up listening to. So jazz festivals in general, a lot of artists aren't even singing jazz. And I get that. But I think they all have a special offering that they want to give. But I do think they should probably change the name of some of these festivals sometimes. If they're not going to have any jazz on there, The beauty of the Atlanta Jazz Festival is that you will have, you know, Latin music, Afro-Cuban music. You will have straight ahead jazz. You will have some funk. So it's just really different now. You'll have Mary J. Blige on a show, you know, and that's not jazz at all. But I'm just definitely jamming to some Mary. So I guess that answers the question. There's a place for everything, but I think that they should just term it differently.
Beautiful, beautiful. And same thing, Love Ultra Radio. We are the modern R&B mix show. Somebody saying, what you got to do with jazz? And it says, there's a listening ear. There's a listening audience that is now a little bit younger with the way music is being meshed together. And you're right. They go out to this Piedmont Park and they just want to sit down and listen to music. That authentic style. You now have to create music. You have to create albums, singles. Where do you see that process? Are you in one genre or making a record, series of songs? Nah, I want a piece of everything on my next project.
Wow, what a great question. So I started with a straight ahead jazz album. That was my first album. It was called Guess Who I Saw Today. Then my next album was Breathe New Life, which was more soul jazz. And then I would say the next three albums after that kind of had a soul jazz quality. And I also produced a Christmas album that did really well. Yeah. My next album. Oh, wait. And then I just did a live album in the studio, Rhonda Reimagined. That was last year. And that was just reinventions of the songs that I recorded on previous albums. I just performed it live in front of a studio audience. And so it just had such an intimate quality. And because I have been performing these songs for years, we actually present them differently. So we wanted to be able to give that offering. My next album, Ja, is all dance. I'm doing a dance music album. I used to hang out at the Paradise Garage right before it closed in New York. I love dance music. I love Afrobeat. I love Caribbean music. My father's from Antigua West Indies. So I love the pulse of the Caribbean. I sing sometimes with this group, the String Cheese Incident. They're a jam band out of Colorado. And we perform at Halloween in Live Oak, Florida. 30,000 people, lots of white hippies out there. But that show is a three-day show. It's like Woodstock, and everyone is out there. There's been, the Marley Brothers have been out there. Oh my gosh, I can't think of all the people. Anderson .Paak. There have been lots of different headliners that have graced that stage. There's three different stages at that venue. I say this to say, there's an audience for the dance music that I want to do. That's what's happening on the next album, Ja.
All right. There you go. There you go. Let's talk about, again, independent, the grind. Let's talk about management. You literally, sometimes I got to trust the manager or no, the manager, you getting paid, do the job. Where is the balance for the next generation that has to learn from you and some of your wisdom? Management is very important.
Management is very important, but you have to have something to manage if you're going to get a manager. You don't want to just have someone put them on retainer, give them a percentage of what where are you performing? What are you doing? You could say you have a manager and it sounds good, but have you cultivated your art? Do you have, what I say, an offering to present? Have you recorded something that people are listening to? Has someone booked you at different venues? Have you honed your craft at maybe jam sessions first so that you can learn how to perform, how to reach an audience, how to give cues to the band, how to be in sync with the band? So back to your question about management, there's a lot of people out there that think they can manage. Your friends probably think they can manage. But on the flip side, you don't want a shiesty manager, and you may want someone that may be new at it, that's learning, and that has your best interest at heart. So that's a tricky question. There are some shiesty managers. I've dealt with some. Currently, my manager, Ron Smith, he's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Pretty good. And very consistent. Yourself performing from cafes to lounges to your backyard. Okay, where did that?
Wow.
Very good series. Tell us about that.
Yes, I actually built a stage in my backyard. I try to do things that the average vocalist, artist wouldn't do. You don't see me performing up very, very often in Atlanta because I want to keep it fresh. I want to keep it new. I want my audiences to come out and not feel that it's stagnant. And no knock to anyone that is performing weekly. There's a lane there as well. But when we created the backyard concerts, it was just a great vibe. It was free. We had friends come over. I'm thinking we had at least 100 people in the yard. It was just awesome. We built a stage. Stage is gone now because we did not treat it for termites, and that was not a cool look. But we did some really wonderful shows there.
There you go. There you go. There's people who will now follow you online. They heard your voice somewhere in the 2000s, somewhere in the 2010s, now 2020, 24. They heard you as an independent artist, an independent voice, and they're a little slow to get on board. Explain sometimes it does take the discipline and the patience. Once they find out about Rhonda Thomas, they're going to know it's quality music.
Thank you for that. Definitely, you can hear my music on lots of different platforms. And I'm excited to be here with you because you give me the opportunity to reach other audiences that may not have heard me. But it is about being on social media and being on your grind and performing in different cities. North Carolina is my friend. I love being in Charlotte and Greensboro. I travel to Texas sometimes, Houston, Florida. So I definitely love the reach that I have, and my audience tells other people about me, and I send out my e-blast, and I just keep growing. You can't stay stagnant. You have to keep growing. You have to keep reaching, and you have to put out quality performances and music. That's important.
There you go. We only have for a couple of minutes here. The sun is shining, and she had a song with Avery Sunshine, Just Us, and it was basically a mini movie of a video. Just take us back right there. That song and the movement and the vibrance of that song and that rendition of you two, it's very good, very good. Take us to Just Us.
Yes, Avery Sunshine. Denise, she's one of my really good friends. We've been on this scene for a long time, and when I wanted to perform that song or record that song, I knew I wanted to ask her to be on there. I mentioned I hung out at the Paradise Garage, and I was jamming in New York for years, and that was a staple, that song. Two Tons of Fun, The Weather Girls, Sylvester, just that was the anthem. And so it wasn't, I'm not saying it's easy to recreate, but I knew if we were going to create it or recreate it, I wanted Denise Avery Sunshine on that one. So we recorded it in the studio, and then we recorded the video, did some tap dancing in the video, had some young people dancing and people skating in the video, different locations throughout Atlanta. And it's near and dear to my heart that she would choose to perform that song with me.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta Jazz Festival, you've been on a big stage. Sometimes we need to celebrate the platforms, just like you mentioned. Thank you for saying that about Love Ultra, myself, Ja Prince. But we have community radio. We have college radio. And for some reason, WCLK, Clark Atlanta Radio, is the pinnacle of jazz in the city of Atlanta and basically the Southeast region. And it's a college radio. Speak to the independent artists. Love the interaction of being able to go up to a college radio station. It is very needed in this time.
I always say that Atlanta is a really special place. And I remember the early days of WCLK when Ken Beatty was there. And I was able to just walk in, give him my CD. Before I got to the car, he was playing it. So Atlanta is a place where they appreciate your music here. You have a radio station. You have record stores like Moods Music that will sell your music. And then you have venues that you can perform. That's that perfect storm, that perfect mix, that balance of being able to record your music, get it heard, sell it, and then perform it. So artists that come to this town, they love it here. They can interview with people like you and other interviewers. You're well-versed, knowing about the artist. It's essential. WCLK is a gem, and it's home for us. There are some other radio stations here, too, that I love interviewing with. WCLK is near and dear to my heart. Jamal Ahmed, Morris Baxter, just the whole team. they welcome me with open arms since I've been here, since 1996, and it has not changed.
Beautiful. WCLK celebrating 50 years. One more question here. There's the song. Of course, the name of the radio show, Love Ultra Radio. Gotta talk about love once in a while, because when you know, you know. Please introduce that song, because we are living in a time where some of them, they don't know when they're supposed to know.
Yes, I wrote that song with my friend Tyrone Jackson, and it was produced by Kyrie Cabral Simmons, Daz IQ, Darren Benjamin, and I think Tony helped me on that one, Tony White as well. But that song, I wrote that with the intention of feeling like you don't have to make somebody into who you want them to be, right? Accept them the way they are. Don't try to change them. So my cousin actually met the love of her life at a wedding in Florida. And that's how the song came about. They just happened to be at this wedding in Florida. They were from, both from Maryland. And the wedding was a weekend wedding. So they kind of spent time with each other, walking around. And when the wedding was over, the gentleman in the relationship said, hey, when you get back home, I want us to hook up and be together. He picked her up from the airport, gave her his little black book, basically, and said, it's me and you from now on. Does that happen often? I don't know. But it happened with them, and they got married. And it was wonderful. And they met each other, and they accepted each other for who they were, who they are. When you know, you know. You don't have to change anything about that person. That's how that song came about. When you know, you know. She's on your mind, can't shake it off. That's the jam. And so I probably sang that a little lower than I would have sang it, because I just picked the key out of the air. But yeah, when you know, you know.
Oh my God. Being an adult in music, you are a true performer. So you look the part, you dress the part. Please explain one more time to our generation. Some of them are listening, some of them not. You know, you're an adult singer and you perform like an adult for adults. You have a standard. Explain having those standards.
Ooh, okay. Having a standard also comes from how you want to portray yourself, how you see yourself, your longevity, what you want to offer. I guess it also depends on the style of music. I'm not knocking anybody that wants to take a tail feather and do their thing. I get on the dance floor and I move around and all of that good stuff, but I have nieces. I have children that I work with, and I want to be able to present myself in excellence in my speech, in my music, in my appearance. So I may embark and do things that other people don't. No knock to them, but I think it's important if you want to have a legacy and you want to have longevity in this business. So govern yourselves accordingly. Have fun, but be responsible. Think about what you want to say, what you want to convey in your music. And based on what I say and what I do, it reflects my lifestyle. So I think there's a lot of record labels previously and even now that take advantage of artists that may not even want to put out the music that they do, but they do it because they can make that quick money. They wouldn't even let their kids listen to that music. Their kids are going to private school and stuff, you know, and not even really listening to that, but they're making money. That being said, there's all different genres. There's room for everything, but I just think there needs to be balance in the type of music that's out there. And my music is about quality.
Mm. Boom. There you go. There you go. Very authentic, very intentional with her words, speech, pathologist.
I am a speech pathologist. Yes, I'm at my job right now, actually. As a speech pathologist, I'm also a feeding therapist. So that's my specialty area. I work with infants, helping them transition from feeding tubes to bottles. So I just saw a 10-week-old baby about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. A true professional. Thank you. In your daytime, your nighttime, and your weekends. Yeah. So Atlanta Jazz Fest, you have seen her name before. There is enough video clips and there is enough content in recorded music for your consumption. Explain how we support you and how to follow you, Miss Rhonda Thomas.
Yes, you can go to all of my social media platforms. My link is I am Rhonda Thomas, R-H-O-N-D-A, and that's, you know, Twitter. We don't say Twitter anymore, it's X, but whatever. Yes. IG, Facebook, I'm on Spotify. I'm on all your musical platforms. Come out to my shows. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Definitely come out on May 24th to the Atlanta Jazz Festival pre-show. All the who's who of Atlanta is on this show. So you definitely want to be on in the house. And it's led by John Roberts and the Senators. So it's going to be action-packed. I can't wait. And I'm just excited that, you know, I was extended the opportunity to perform with such legends.
There you go. Give them the website one more time. And like you said, Atlanta Jazz Fest, we'll see you out there.
Yeah. So my link is I Am Rhonda Thomas, and my website is www.rhondasings.com. What's the website? www.rhondasings.com.
Right. We always ask them before we let you move forward, there's things that you like. Things that you follow, social media patterns, platforms, family. But there's one thing, Rhonda Thomas, there's one thing that you love ultra. What is the thing that you love ultra? Anything. Human being, dogs, cats, ice cream. What is the thing that you love ultra?
My family. I love my family. My brother, my sister-in-law, my nieces, my parents that will both be 80 years old this year. My boyfriend, Ron. I love my people. I love Black people. How about that? I love our energy. I love our commitment. I love our tenacity. I love our flavor, our vibe. So I love my family and I love Black people. I love other nationalities too, but I love my people. Ain't nothing like Black people.